Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All righty, don't forget the website, a must. Hopefully you heard that fabulous Ferentino 15 yesterday. We got great events coming to play. We'll talk about it. CraigJamesFinancial.com, that site. Dow shot up 62 at its close. Futures up as well, about 70, 80 points. And we'll see what today brings. Sir, how are you? Very good morning to you. Hope you're doing well.
Good morning, Jay. How are you? It's been awesome so far. You know, we're looking at things. You know, the market is, the futures are open, like you said. We did have a decent day yesterday, and I think that, you know, the markets are just trying to find an edge or a place to park. There's been slight news here. I mean, we up 62 points yesterday. The NASDAQ was down, though, in the S&P. You know, oil's at $58.27. You know, very popular stocks yesterday was Twitter, Under Armour, came out with some news. Interpublic, with the advertising agency, down 6% or so. We have International Flavors and Fragrances, IFF, up 6%. Consumer Durable still holds the lead with energy and minerals behind that. We have some very good information. Yesterday's Ferentino 15, we were talking about gold and silver. People buy bullion, which is illiquid, but a lot of fun to look at, gold coins, and then, of course, gold exchange-traded funds, and then mining stocks as well that mine some of these precious metals. Very good conversation. That was yesterday, Jay. Hey, investors need to know a couple of things for today. We have a lot of earnings news. We have Duke Energy, Kraft Heinz, Tyson Foods, Molson Coors this morning, Kellogg as well. And after the market closed, they're going to be listening to probably Expedia and Disney. Disney being the big one, we'll be keeping an eye on there. So we're all looking forward to that. Plus, we have initial jobless claims at 8:30, also continuing claims at 8:30. So that's what investors are waiting for. That's what we're waiting for. There's been some decent news here and there. I don't know. Yesterday, we talked about cultivated meat. Today, you know, we got to talk about there was a huge rally, I mean, in pot stocks. So, I mean, it's almost up there with the GameStop people. You know, this Tilray, a Canadian grower of marijuana, jumped about 51%. There was another company who's going to merge with them. And so that's, you know, it's unbelievable. You got other companies like Canopy Growth, Aurora Cannabis. These are well-known stocks in the pot segment or the marijuana segment. Curaleaf Holdings, Green Thumb Industries. I'm telling you, it's been like a reefer rally, if you could say those words. It's just really, really been taking off. I think they're seeing some more freedom under the Biden administration for these stocks to grow. And I think that's people are starting to wake up to that. And it's been, I mean, it's unbelievable. When you see something up 51%, I mean, it's like reefer madness, you know, just unbelievable. But aside from that, Jay, we are looking also at some very, very interesting stocks. The General Motors is trying to, seeing the growth of Tesla, has made the announcement that by 2035, they want to be all electric. So that's about, 13 years from now, 14 years from now. So we'll see how that goes. And they don't want to be producing any gas cars. At least that's what they're saying now. You know, this has been changed a couple of times. But they've seen the market capitalization, which means the number of shares outstanding times the price of the stock of Tesla. And they'd like the same thing. Tesla, sadly, only has an extremely small fraction of the amount of cars that General Motors makes. We're talking about, I don't know, maybe less than 1% of the total cars that General Motors makes. But they are, in terms of market cap, they're a much bigger company than General Motors. So that's, if you can believe all that, but that's just the way it is. So we'll see where that goes. And I think that's very, very exciting. So that's the news I have for today. We're keeping an eye again on the job numbers for coming out at 8:30, and that'll sort of dictate how the rest of the day goes.
There you go. I'm keeping an eye on GameStop, too. Where are we at with that? Because I know they are trying to catapult a little bit from a bit of a losing streak. Do we know what's happening as far as GameStop, read it, and everything else happening?
Well, the good question. You know, the GameStop is, you know, it had gotten up to $483. You know, there was going to be, you know, the company itself's not in great shape. That being said, you know, some of these rallies have helped out some of these companies. I'm not so sure it's helped out GameStop. It's come down from, so the shorts who were shorting it at, I don't know, $19, saw the stock go up to, they got their butts burnt. But at 480 or 350 or whatever, these people are betting that it goes down, you know, because it's, the company is really is not worth that kind of money when you look at the number of shares outstanding and the fact that it's shuttered and that most people buying video games on their consoles, not even going into a store anymore. So right now we're sitting at $50.07, down from a high not too long ago of 400 and something dollars. So which means that you know, for people who are betting that the price of the stock goes down, they are still they still could be betting that. That's a you know, January 27th, January 28th, it was $325 at some point. So we're just 2 weeks away and we're at $50. So the shorts are making money, because if you shorted at some of these higher prices, even $225, to go down to $50. You still have it's a good, that somebody would have made money on that deal. And now, obviously, as people sold, somebody who bought it high thinking it was going to go higher, somebody would be losing. So there's always a winner and a loser on a trade. And, where the trade, would I buy it at $50 right now? No, I don't know. And, you know, honestly, I don't follow that, the Reddit, the Wall Street Bets, because I just find there's a lot of hype in there. And then there's other people trying to manipulate the, it's like one of these forums that, Jay, you could put your own opinion out there and say, and then you could, in your opinion, you could say, you know, I was right 2 years ago and I was right a year ago, and kind of justify yourself or something. And I don't know who's manipulating what. So just like when I watch TV, you don't know what's being manipulated, what's being told to you. Every time I go on a website, things are popping up that, you know, I didn't ask for this, but it's pointing me in a certain direction. So I try and do it all on my own. I'm an original researcher. That's what I was taught. Start from the source and take a look at it. Start with the K-1, or start with the 10-Q from the corporate report, and work your way outward, and then see what they're reporting. And thankfully, if you're a company, you can't report crazy stuff. So if I'm, the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, requires, if I own a company, to file some things. And every quarter, and so I have to put some numbers out. And if I'm cooking the books, you know, you could shut my company down and I could be arrested. The latter part doesn't happen too much. But on Reddit, anybody could put anything. And so I don't know what's real and what's not. Now, whether a mob jumps on something or not, that's what, if I was on Reddit, that's what I'd be looking at. But I'm not that interested in that.
Got it. Lots going on here, my friend. We'll talk to you in the morning. Great stuff today, though. Fantastic report.
Much appreciated. Thanks for your show, too. Great stuff.
You got it. CraigJamesFinancial.com. The great Craig Fiorentino.